We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Well, we have several things that we're going to still do this hour, including audio cut of the day. Jeremiah Poff from the Washington Examiner wrote a piece about, I can't believe that woke math is a thing, but woke math is a thing, and it's found its way into the math curriculum around the country. We'll get into that a little bit later on the show. But I think you're going to find this interesting, because we've talked a lot about air travel and how there have been a lot of delays. I've been very lucky. I've traveled a couple of times this summer on Southwest, and we did not have any delays. There's nothing worse than waiting for an airplane, especially like if you're coming home from a trip and then all of a sudden you see there's a two-hour delay, three-hour delay. So it's gotten pretty bad out there. Micah Maidenberg is with the Wall Street Journal, and I was reading a piece this morning about all the airline travel, and it's interesting because there is one state, and it's not Missouri, that's getting all the blame here. Micah, how are you? Welcome to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Hello. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
By the way, I know you're a print guy. Great broadcast name, Micah Maidenberg. Might want to consider changing. Just saying, that's a pretty good name. A lot of alliteration there. But you did this investigation. You find out that the blame goes on Florida, right? And there's some nuance here, an interesting explanation.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess the first thing to maybe think about is just that Florida is really, really busy for air travel.
Yes, and I went to
planes
Florida.
Fly, a lot of planes flying in, a lot of planes flying out, right? And that's like the first half of the year, Florida's beyond pre-pandemic levels for flight. The rest of the country, just sort of in aggregate, is not. Florida's busy.
Yeah, well, and I went during the off season in July, but it was still busy. And you know what's interesting? There's a lot of people from St. Louis that are, you know, splitting time and going down to Florida. But why is it making this so complicated with travel? So you quote a few people in here. Here's a guy, Andrew Levy, who's with Avelo Airlines, and says it's been a cluster and a half. Why is it a cluster and a half in Florida? Is it just hard for the air traffic controllers to sort of put things together in an effective way?
It's a lot of reasons, right? It's weather. You know, there's been a lot of difficult weather in Florida this year. It's an increasing number of space launches from Kennedy Space Center, you know, on that central coast there.
You have to keep that clear.
Military exercises, you know, you if space launches and military exercises, you got to take airspace out of circulation for commercial jets. So that reduces capacity, makes things tighter. It's more private planes in the skies. It's the volume issue, more people flying, as we discussed a second ago. And then it's staffing. You know, both for the airlines have struggled at times to keep their operations staffed, you know, to meet all the demand. And, you know, the FAA, according to some airlines, has not kept this really important air traffic control center near Jacksonville staffed up to sort of meet all these, you know, the demands on it as well. So there's a lot of different issues sort of at play here.
And that makes sense that there's a variety of issues that are contributing to it, because that's the case with a lot of things, even when you look at gas prices. But here's a question for you. Is there any way to improve upon it? Because that seems like a pretty big challenge.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, one thing I really heard in reporting this story is that sometimes some delays, some weather related delays, there's literally nothing you can do. You know what I mean? The storm just has to sort of fizzle out. The rest of it is a question of managing how much traffic you put in the system and how many people are available to sort of manage those flows. And, you know, the FAA and the airlines have been trying to communicate better and, you know, find alternative ways to basically add more highways in the sky, if you will. You know, the FAA has talked about letting carriers fly at different altitudes and use different routes to try to keep the flows moving. So, you know, the industry and sort of regulator here are definitely trying to figure out ways to sort of solve this.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I think you make the analogy that, you know, with what's happening with all of these things combined, Florida airspace is like, you know, two-lane highway at rush hour. So it's like when you're doing traffic here, it's all congested. Just to see the little dots in the air are pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, sometimes like with these routes, you know, that air traffic controllers identify, like they're just not, they can only handle so many planes that are ascending out of the state, you know, to the north and west and sort of descending into the state, you know, to various airports around, around Florida.
Sure.
And so it's kind of like, you know, when you're on a two-lane highway and the construction crews sort of let one sort of group of cars go one direction for a little while, and then they stop it and let the other, the other side go.
We're all familiar, right?
That's the kind of thing they have to do at times, and that just slows everything down to a halt. It causes delays on the ground. It drives passengers crazy, obviously, and it's something that, you know, it's been a real challenge for Florida this year.
So, is it fair or unfair to say that some of this, because it seems, and this might just be a perception thing, and I'm a big fan of Southwest and not a big fan of some of these other airlines, but it seems like some of the other airlines have bigger issues, or is that just perception on my part?
I think it's pretty industry-wide. I mean, I think every, you know, basically every major carrier has some kind of operation in Florida. You know, Southwest in particular is really popular with, or really big at Orlando's, you know, airport, some of those destination or like, you know, Disneyland and so forth. But, you know, everybody that's like flying in and out of Florida this year has felt this one way or the other.
Yeah, well, and I don't think it's going to get any better in the near term because it really doesn't take much, Micah, for this whole thing to kind of get, you know, thrown off course, right?
Now, we did hear that things have gotten a little better lately. I mean, part of that, some of that is just seasonal. You know, like a big part of the sort of, you know, of demand for Florida travel is around the early part of the year. You know, snowbirds from the Northeast and Midwest heading down to Florida. Of course, spring break traffic. And then it smooths off a little bit, like, into the summer. So that's helped a bit. But it's still, you know, definitely a focus area for, you know, the airline industry and the FAA.
Well, you know, they should be happy that they deal with such patient air travelers across the country. We're all so patient. We understand when these things happen. We go up to the counter and we say, oh, it's fine. We'll just sit down and watch a show or read a book, right?
Let me sit on the airplane for a couple hours.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of a lot of the ways that the airlines handle this. But on the other hand, the amount of abuse that people on airplanes and airline workers probably have to face, Micah, is not something any of us would want to go through, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, I think for those frontline airline employees, like this is a decision that's, you know, made way above their head, and so it's sort of a question of how do you translate that to,
right,
to passengers that want to get home or want to get, you know, down to their, you know, get their vacation started.
Yep, absolutely. Micah Maidenberg with Wall Street Journal. Appreciate you coming on here this afternoon. We will continue to blame Florida.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Me,
all right. We'll see. I thought that was interesting, though. Just more explanation of why air travel sometimes is really delayed.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.